So often the solution for something someone is going through is they need a clear revelation of Jesus. I've heard that phrase used, but I'm not certain I know what it means. Can you clarify that to some extent? And can we speed up that process of increasing our revelation of Jesus in our personal lives, seeing Him more clearly? How do we help others with that? Answer, let's talk about that by God's grace. There really are few, if any, matters more important than this question. Understanding and living in these things are essential to God's work in us and in His church, as well as in the world. What could be more important? Maybe an additional question is, what are the consequences of one having the capacity to see Him who is invisible, Hebrews 11, to know Christ, but refusing to? How do we respond to someone if they drag their feet in moving towards Christ, those in this middle ground between life and death, not really having a firm grasp on either? What if one deliberately forgets, as Peter said? Or as Paul said, although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. What if one could move on with God but chooses not to? What if God has offered a revelation of Himself to a person and they deliberately forget Him in the way they live their lives? I'll back up to define the term revelation of Christ just a little bit. Jesus said that this is the rock on which everything else must be built. The gates of hell must be pushed back. And if Satan's domain, his realm of authority, is to be undermined in a person's life or in a community, it will be because we're building with living stones on the right foundation. Jesus said that the only sure foundation that Satan cannot withstand is this, a revelation to the inner man that flesh and blood hasn't revealed, but the Father has revealed, of Jesus the Son. Let me summarize. If we don't see Jesus ourselves, we have nothing. Even Peter and the others said they knew Jesus was the Son of God before the Father revealed this to Peter's heart. Check back in Matthew 14:33, two chapters earlier. But it meant nothing to Jesus until it had come from the Father, Matthew 16:16-18. If the Father Himself has not shown Jesus to us miraculously, then we have nothing. You remember that Jesus said, no one can say Jesus is Lord. Or Paul said this, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit. And Jesus said, no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. The same word again, revelation. The necessity of the Son revealing the Father to us. I praise You, Father, because You've hidden these things from the wise and the learned. You've revealed them to those who are as little children. The kingdom is for such as these. You see, there's a process of God opening the eyes of our heart. And if God doesn't open our eyes, then all the other stuff is just cheap religion. We can try real hard to do all the right things, but there'll be something very obviously and painfully missing in our lives, an emptiness, a hollowness, a tin can kind of ring. Not only will it be a tin can to us, but it'll be a tin can to the people around us. They'll look at you and they'll say, I know he or she means well. They're good people. I know they're sincere. I know they'd, quote, give you the shirt off their back. But this person doesn't know Jesus. Yeah, but they do all the good things. I know, but they don't know Jesus. Person B, on the other hand, well, they're a little feisty. They're a little ornery. They've got some bad habits still. They've got some problems to overcome. They've been a certain way for years, and they're overcoming it by God's grace. I sure wish they'd hurry up because they're a pain in the neck. But in spite of it all, there's a twinkle in their eye, and I know they know Jesus. I know that Jesus is in their heart and in their life. You see, so it's not a performance-based thing. It's a miracle from heaven that we're looking for, and we're crying out together for one another and for everyone that would wear the name of Jesus around the world. You know what evangelism is? It's not telling people a story simply about how Jesus died for their sins, and if they say a prayer, or if they do this or that, and if they come to Him and then live the right way, they can be saved. That's not it. What we're trying to do is to bring a person to see the Son of God with the eyes of their heart, that they might totally devote themselves in a love affair, that the two would become one, Jesus and this person. Their hearts and their souls and their minds and their spirits would merge into one. That's the only thing we're doing, is to help a person find Jesus. And in so doing, have their sins forgiven and have their life cleansed and have their habits changed. But this thing called evangelism is just purely and simply wanting others to see the person of Jesus with the eyes of their heart, that they might devote themselves to Him and fall in love with Him.